Han spotted Luke lying at the base of an immense tree trunk, his face distorted by pain. While Han's body was still glowing brightly, Luke's had faded to a pale sheen, and a river of blood was pouring from two holes in his neck. Han rushed to Luke's side.
"Hey there, buddy,"
he said, kneeling.
"Don't you wor—"
He stopped short when he saw the eyes. They were peering out at him from the wounds in Luke's neck. Big yellow eyes with slit pupils, trying in vain to blink away the blood. Han set his blaster rifle aside, then opened the thigh pocket on Luke's vac suit and pulled out the med kit.
"You're gonna be just fine," he continued.
Better not to mention the yellow eyes.
"Trust me."
Luke finally seemed to register Han's presence and managed a weak smile. Then his gaze drifted left, and the smile faded.
"Luke, stay with me, pal."
Han fumbled the kit open and searched for the big Bacta bandage.
"This is nothing. Remember Hoth? Hey, this is nothing, you hear me, Luke?"
He found the bandage and ripped open the sterile wrapper.
"Luke!"
Leia, who had been advancing on Han's flank, arrived behind him.
"Han, trouble!"
Han slapped the bandage over Luke's neck wound, then traded the medkit for his blaster rifle and turned. Leia was now two steps to his left, looking over his head. She was holding her droning lightsaber in one hand and whipping the other hand forward in a pushing gesture, and Han heard something heavy go crashing through the forest behind him. But there was something behind her, too. A bank of shadows slipping through the trees and heading toward them. Han heard the hum of a blaster cannon powering up.
"Go!"
Han said.
"I got the one behind you."
"Okay," Leia called, racing past. "Be careful."
As if that was going to happen. Hoping to draw fire away from Luke, Han was already springing off at an angle. He sent two blaster bolts screaming into the darkness, then dived into a somersault just before a stream of cannon fire answered his attack. He rolled into the shadow bank, came up, and found himself facing the blocky silhouette of an approaching power body. Han fired again. The power body pivoted and began to advance sidelong. Still firing, Han charged, listening to his bolts ping off the power body's armor. The gaping mouth of a launch tube swung toward him. Han feigned a dive to his right. The launch tube swung in that direction and sent a mini rocket streaking into the ground. Han dodged and rolled over his shoulder, then came up to find the power body swinging back so it could bring all its weapons to bear. Again, Han opened fire. This time he was close enough to see that Luke, or someone, had already reduced the power body to a pitted, charred, vapor-leaking wreck. Meanwhile, its pilot, Kratheus Kref, looked even worse. In fact, Han had never seen blaster wounds so bizarre. A blue tumor was pulsing out of the hole in the Kalumai's head, and thick, fleshy lips surrounded the gaping holes in his abdomen. One of his arms had been blasted off entirely, and he seemed to be growing a tail to replace it. But the power body's cannon arm was still working. As it swung in Han's direction, he continued to fire and sank two more bolts into Kratheus's huge cranium. The Kalumai returned fire after he was hit, with the smoke still rising from two fresh holes in his head. Impossible. Han's leg went numb and flew out from beneath him. Then his entire gut erupted in fiery pain, and he felt himself being spun away. Automatic fire. It had to be, because Kratheus had to be dead. Han kept firing anyway, twisting around as he fell, putting bolt after bolt into the power body and the big head's brain. He wasn't taking any chances, not when Leia would be the Kalumai's next target. The muted boom of an exploding actuating motor rolled through the forest. Han hit the ground, awash with pain, as if a womp rat were clawing out his guts, and the acrid fumes of burning chemicals filled his nostrils. An eye blink later, Kratheus's power body crashed into a tree and exploded a second time. Mini rockets began to shoot through the forest, tearing boughs from the trees and setting off a chain of distant detonations. Now, Kratheus was dead. Han turned toward the sound of the second explosion and saw a power body lying wrecked and burning at the base of a splintered tree. He had to be.